Today is February 19th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $51,647.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
How's it going, Rick?
All right.
Another Monday for you? You didn't get the day off, though, yeah?
No.
My Canadian coworkers got the day off. It was like, what do they call it in Canada? It's like something National Family Day in Canada.
I think I like that one more.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, obviously, like, in Canada, it's funny because they're like, well, we haven't had a day off this month, so we're going to take a day off. They have so many different holidays. It's crazy.
Hey, I'm jealous.
I am too. No lies. No lies. So we got a nice, beautiful weekly close, obviously over the weekend, but we hadn't had that high of a close in Bitcoin since 2021. It looks like it was right around December 20th of 2021, 810 days or something like that.
That's quite the drought.
That is quite the drought. Like when you look at that, like from you know, peak to through the trough and then back up, like that's been a wild ride, man. It's been painful.
It has. I'd almost like to go to listen to an episode that we did back then.
Yeah. Yeah, we were recording. I mean, it would be interesting to kind of see what our sentiment was at that time.
Well, we kind of started right around the peak, so
yeah.
I think we were announcing the futures ETF, and
yeah, it was
stuck it out though.
We did. It's what you do in Bitcoin. You hodl on. So, go ahead and update us on our theoretical Bitcoin purchase.
Yep. So if you would have invested $3,000 in Bitcoin on October 27th, you would have got 0.0885 Bitcoin, and that has risen in value from $3,000 to $4,571, which is down a little bit from last episode, like, what, 30, 40 bucks? But still doing pretty good.
Yeah, not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. Like, I mean, it's kind of weird. I was thinking, you know, I was kind of curious to see today what the trading action was going to be like, to see if, you know, if the market was going to really push Bitcoin around some more. But I forgot today was a national holiday in the States. Well, it is a national holiday, right? Or a federal holiday?
Federal holiday, yeah.
Yeah. And so one of the things that we're starting to see, like we were looking at the chart, I know we had talked about Genesis and their Grayscale holdings. And if you look at we have a chart up right now in the Discord that shows the outflows from Grayscale and how we kind of hit that peak. What did we say that was? It like the 23rd?
Yeah, January 23rd.
Was the peak, and then it started to taper back up, and now we're starting to see an increase again towards the end of this last week where we kind of start to peak back out again. But my guess is like when they sell the Genesis, because the Genesis sales were approved, is that it is going to be a little bit more of a metered type of thing. Like they're not going to try and flood the market with the shares to plunge the price. Like I think they will kind of probably just sell a little bit, let it get eaten up by the ETFs and the people that are still purchasing, and then kind of sell again, you know, just keep some of that sell pressure kind of steady, but without kind of completely tanking the price. But
That's the smart way to do it.
Yeah, that's my prediction on how they're going to end up doing that. And I don't know how long it'll take them to go through all the Bitcoin that they do have that they're going to be selling or how many shares they've got. But that's something to be kind of keeping an eye on. And, you know, after having a run-up like what we've had, it wouldn't be uncommon for us to have a little bit of a pullback, but almost just a consolidation maybe at this point for a little while.
Yeah. I can totally see that. Granted, this market is so crazy that it's hard for me to say one way or the other.
You know, and you're right. I mean, part of that becomes like I think about that and I'm like, oh man, maybe we're going to roll back over. Maybe we're going to pull back. It's only been like a day of like lower prices again. You get so used to always go up in Bitcoin that it's tough whenever you see like price consolidation kind of happen. The crazy thing about that though too is that when the bull market actually starts, and you saw this before, like we're still not seeing quite the momentum and the FOMO. Like you're starting to feel it, right? Like you felt it, you said the other day.
Yes.
When that stuff really kicks in, like you're going to think you were happy with your position beforehand, but then when it really kicks in, you're going to be like, no, I need more. I need more. I need more. I don't know. It's going to be nuts. Like it's for those of you that have never gone through it before. Just keep a level head. Take a step back. Don't act on impulse.
Yep. So we not financial advice, but you know, buy now probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know there's a bunch of buy orders sitting at the $40,000 range right now from what I've been hearing on some of the charts. I don't know if we will get back that low. I mean, it's definitely possible. But you know, those people that have got their prices in at 40,000 to buy up as soon as that hits that level, they may have to, you know, they may be priced out of the market already. They may have to ladder back in at a higher price than what they're at now.
I think so.
And you know, I was listening to some of the traders talking and they're basically saying that if we can cross like the $55,000 threshold and the $55,000 to $58,000 threshold, if we can get beyond that, that's where most of your sell pressure is probably going to be, where people are going to try and offload their coins that they got. But then if you get beyond that level from there to the $70,000 point, there's not much in the way of resistance.
You'll probably call that escape velocity.
Yeah. You'll probably see some right around the, you know, you may see some at the $69,000 range. Some people that are probably sitting on their stack when they bought right at the high.
Poor guys.
Yeah. And maybe they'll sell out, or maybe they'll be like, you know what? No, I'm going to ride this out longer and see how it goes. But
if they held on this long.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's a little bit longer?
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people that got in at the wrong time have already gotten out.
Just taking their losses, you think?
Their losses. Anybody who's held on to that long, or for that long, you know, the 2+ years.
Yeah.
What? Might as well take another ride to the moon.
Yeah, I would at that point. I don't see why I would sell. And there was something else I was going to bring up, but I can't remember what it was now. But, excuse me. Hash rate also hit a new all-time high, actually on what date was this? This was February 12th, actually. And we probably should have talked about it before, but we saw it crossed the 714,000 or 714.1647 exahashes on that date. And it has never been that high before.
And what was it writing at before that? Roughly?
Roughly before that, we're about to kind of where that was now. We're right around, because the all-time high like had been set at like 500 exahashes, and then it moved up to 699, and then a few days later, it pumped up to 709.1357. Right now, we're sitting at 528 exahashes. So 500 kind of was that ceiling for a long time, and now it looks like it's blown beyond that.
Well, it's pretty scary that it even got up to 700 something.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like you don't typically see a hash rate hit that high until the halving happens or right before, because they're going to try and get as much as they can before that reduction happens.
Yeah, that makes sense. That last good bit of juice coming out before it gets cut in half.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy times right now. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of up in the air. There's a lot of, you know, we said it the last time, we even titled the last episode, this is that, you know, retail's just still not here yet. We haven't seen them come in to push the demand, because for those of you that may be new to the crypto space or Bitcoin in general, Like every time we've gotten to this level before, which I mean, this is only one other time that we've got this high, and that was in the previous bull market, but it was all based off retail. And now we are at this level currently, and retail's still really not here.
And by retail, you mean just like people buying from exchanges?
Yeah, regular everyday investor people, just regular folks, not the institutions.
And now that we have institutions in play with all the new nine, things can get pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they've already pushed it this high without that kind of participation. And so, and here's an interesting thing. We had talked about this before, where 80% of the Bitcoin, you know, that's out there in the market hasn't moved in the past 6 months. And then if you go to like a year, 65% of the Bitcoin has not moved in over a year, right? So, I mean, you just see that hodling base kind of just built up and built up and built up. There's going to be a price where people are going to sell, and then, you know, BlackRock and all of them, they're going to suck it up and they're not going to let it go back out. So on an interesting note of that too, Bitcoin actually hit its all-time high already in the Japanese yen.
How's that even possible?
Right? That's a good question. How do you suppose that would work, Rick?
Yeah, well, the only thing I think of is when every other central bank has been raising interest rates, they were basically the only one that didn't, right?
Yep.
And so they've kept the money printing going this whole time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is the yen doing against the dollar even?
Let's see. U.S. dollars, Japanese yen. So it looks like the yen is 150 yen to $1.
What is that? Is that like at a, is that a kind of a lower value over time?
I'd have to pull up the chart. Let me see. It's actually, I mean, it's pretty high for Japan because the 2021. So if we look at this, like, because the last time that the yen hit the last time Bitcoin hit that high mark was 7.79 million yen back in November of 2021. So the price of the yen to the dollar at that time, sorry, give me a second here, just going through the chart. It was right around the 111 yen to the dollar.
So it's actually gone up?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, that's gone down.
Yeah, it's lost power, right? I mean, because now it takes more yen to equal that. It's gone up by another 40 yen on top of that.
Well, another thing that could be pushing that price up is a lot of people are putting their yen to buy Bitcoin, mm-hmm, and try to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame them. I would try and get as much Bitcoin as I could at this point. So yeah, I mean, and think about that though, right? So 7.79 million yen set in November 2021. What happened in November 2021? That was the peak of the bull market, right? And they're already hitting their, you know, their high. It's, you know, it's even exceeded that. And we're still not even to the halving. 7.81 million yen. All because, like you said, it's that money printing. Like, that's the one of the best examples of inflation and stuff right there.
Yep.
How much purchasing power have you lost? And there you go.
Yeah. Imports are going to be very expensive for them.
Yeah. And then kind of the last thing I was going to bring up was banks are feeling a little bit hurt that they haven't been invited to the party right now from the ETFs. I think the SEC had ruled previously that banks were not allowed to hold on to any type of crypto or digital assets unless they held like number of assets as a balance, as a hedge against the crypto assets in their vaults, which banks don't like to do. They like fractional reserve lending. They don't want to hold on to the real thing, right? Or at least an equal amount.
Yeah.
And so right now they're trying to get a message over to the SEC to allow them to hold Bitcoin, to change the rules on Bitcoin at least, to where they can house or custody Bitcoin within their vaults. And when I say vaults, I'm using air quotes.
Yeah.
But they weren't invited to the party. I have a quote here from Eric Baltunas, and he says, U.S. banks left out the key Bitcoin ETF rules are pushing SEC to tweak guidance around holding digital assets. A bank trade GP coalition sent SEC letters asking them to exclude ETFs from the broad crypto umbrella. So it'd be kind of interesting to see. I mean, I'm waiting for that day. I was in a car ride on Saturday, and one of the guys I was in the car with, you know, he works for a board for a bank, and he was just trashing crypto, you know, in general. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I kind of listened, didn't really, because I know they may not know exactly what they're talking about. But, I mean, I think about that. And I thought about it that day, and I felt like telling them, you know, eventually your bank is going to be holding Bitcoin, whether you think it will or not.
Well, just think about the amount of dollars that would flood in if banks are allowed to buy Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
You think the $50,000 high now?
Yeah.
50, you know, 52, or we're almost to again? Nah.
No,
that would be gangbusters and mods.
You're right. I mean, I'm seeing some people are calling right now. They're saying that we may see $162,000 Bitcoin by April. I don't know.
If that happens, I mean, that would be the craziest profit in the shortest amount of time possible.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. We were kind of talking about this before the podcast started, and if your customer base has changed, the cycle's going to change because it's not going to react the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen a few cycles, but this one feels different. Everything about this one is different.
Yeah.
And it's like almost unsettling, but yeah, because the institutional investors are in there, it's totally changed the game. The rules are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. 100%. But yeah, I mean, because it was kind of a quiet day, you know, markets were kind of closed. Bitcoin's still doing what Bitcoin do, but yeah, I really don't have a whole lot else to go over right now.
That's plenty for me.
Yeah. We do still have newsletter stuff coming. We still have the ability to get your hardware wallet through our deals tab on our website. So if you decide you want to get into Bitcoin and you want to do some self-custody, that's a great way to do it. And then you can sign up for the newsletter and you get your self-custody checklist when you sign up and register your email with us. And that just helps, you know, spread the Bitcoin word, and it helps, you know, kind of support us. And if you buy your hardware wallet off the deals page, we get a little bit of kickback. You're buying directly from the manufacturer. You're not buying from us, just as an FYI.
Which is the way you want to do things.
Yeah, you don't want to buy from... Although, we may be doing a giveaway for a hardware wallet here pretty soon. So, for those of you that do sign up, you will be entered for that. But it is a sealed one from the distributor. It's not... That's just something coming, possibly, maybe. I just wanted to put that out there.
Sounds good. I might have to enter as well.
Well, thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all again soon.
Bannon.